Now, Peter Clark writes on From Small Village to Town. My life seems to cover the evolution of Benson as above. Almost, but not quite. Let me explain. I was born in 1937, the year RAF Benson opened. Before that, the 1932 bypass was built. I can but quote Alison Reed in her chapter on 20th century Benson in Benson, A Village Through Its History. Villagers stood on their doorsteps in the high street, commenting on the uncanny peace and quiet. Indeed, one of my favourite pictures of Benson is this early photo of the high street. College Farm is to the left of the lone cyclist. And there's a picture of the street, and there is absolutely nothing on it other than this one bicycle. My childhood was Benson in the 1940s as a pupil at Benson School. The war for me is a minimal memory of damaged aircraft just making it back to what we called the Drome, of damaged aircraft in long vehicles being sent to Cowley for repair and restructuring, and of Yanks throwing candy at our small children as they passed through the village, still a small community despite the arrival of the airfield. It all started to change in 1946 with the Sunnyside build of council houses and a recreation ground to replace the one lost when the 1942 second bypass was built. A year or so later in the early 50s, when Bullingdon District Council, the predecessor of SODC, declared Benson a growth area, when population was to be allowed to grow from around 1,500 to 4,000. That was the start of an expanding community that continues to this day. I have covered in detail the growth of the village up to 2000 in Chapter 5 of Benson, A Century of Change. But one particular comment of that period. While most building was either infilling or adjacent meadows, there is one area that should never have been built on. A childhood friend, Professor Jim Talbot, who now lives in Western USA, but in those early 1950s lived in Jack House, writes to say that on his father's death in 1961, a request was made to build a house on the Thames on the east side of where the Benson Brook flows in the river. The response was a resounding never. Barely a few years later, all that changed, and the lovely water meadow called Winch Meadow between the Brook and Preston Cromarsh Mill came to be filled with riverside houses. Lucky indeed to this day for those householders, but it should never, never have been allowed. As a water meadow, it was a priceless wild habitat. Our riverside is small enough, and this should never have been lost. Below is a photo of the lock keeper coming in to land to ferry people across, as there was no throughway over the weir. And there's a photo of a punt with the lock keeper. In the early days of the present century, there were strenuous efforts made to retain the village within what we called the village envelope. That is to say, Greenfield should remain to the east of Littleworth Road and south of St. Helens Avenue. However, Mr. Stiles had other ideas and indeed had bought up the field to the east of Littleworth years ago as a speculation that one day houses would be needed, and so it is proved. So there we are. Once all the houses to the west and northwest have been built and the so-called Edge Road completed, it will be interesting, if I'm still around, to travel the de facto bypass to Watlington. But when will Benson qualify to be called a town? No one seems to know the answer to that one.